Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back. It's the Bull and the Fox with you on the Fan. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Ian Fitzsimmons of ESPN. Ian, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Adam. I look, man, you're in my prayers every day having to deal with Fox. So
I need it.
In there, man, 37 can be a pain in the butt. You know how the boundary corners are.
Oh, yeah.
They'll wear you out.
Yeah.
What's up, Ian?
100% truth to that. That is 100%
good to have you, man.
True.
Good to have you with us.
The stress of the last 10 years has really taken us.
I can't believe it's been 10 years, Bull. Where has the time gone?
I don't know, but it's here.
It's the little things in life, gents. Hey, sorry about yesterday, but you guys, if you ever had surgery, you know how doctors go, man.
No doubt. No worries
expect
at all.
2 hours, you get 5 hours. It often happens that way.
Ian, I can't stand them.
You're right, though? You're right? Everything okay?
Yeah, man, maintain it, dude. Put still attached after 9 surgeries on combined on the 2 of them. And getting old stinks, man. But as our friend Herb Street always says, we're not getting old, we're getting wise, right?
Yeah. So get right.
And it's better than the alternative.
If we mean dead? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, which could be the conference where I live in right now. There you have.
Yeah, well, there you go. So let's go to that, and let's go to college football here. And, you know, obviously you have Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC, and a lot of teams have changed conferences over the last few decades. But is this now the beginning of the end of five power conferences? When it's all said and done, say, I don't know, 10 years from now, what's this going to all look like, you think?
Anybody that tells you they have that answer, they're full of it. They're lying to you. Nobody has any idea. I can't tell you how many athletic directors I've talked to from the Pac-12, the Big 12, the SEC, Big 10, and on down the list, man, and in the ACC. None of them gave me a uniform answer. I mean, none, not one. We don't know what this is going to look like. You know, but right before the season began, I mean, here we go, right? Texas and Oklahoma throw this big old curveball. And instead of just talking ball and depth charts, you know, and is it going to be C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, right? And, you know, Quinn Ewers, right? Is he where I live? I mean, here at South Lake Carroll, is going into Ohio State now as a reclassified freshman. Is this a new age? That could be a discussion for many, many weeks. No, we're not talking about any of that stuff. We're not talking about, you know, LSU having, 19 starters back. Is there somebody that's going to take down Bama? It's all about NIL, college football playoff expansion, and now, just to trump all of that, realignment. Holy mother, and here we go. So anybody that tells you they know what's going to happen, I'm telling you guys, they're lying to you because nobody has an idea of how this whole thing is going to look when it's all said and done. But I will tell you this. I was a young student reporter back in 1991 at the University of Alabama, my second sophomore year. And South Carolina, an independent, was added, and Arkansas was added to the SEC. And that's when this whole thing began, right there in 1991, when the late, great Roy Kramer, then commissioner of the SEC, expanded to 12 and then brought in the first ever conference title game. And at that moment, that's what got the ball rolling. And 30 years later, we're still watching that ball continue to not just roll, but snowball. It's an avalanche now. And think about the teams that Roy Kramer brought in or he gave invites to. Florida State said no. Texas said no. A&M back in 91 said no. I mean, they were all like, we don't want any part of that beast of the SEC. No, thank you. And now Texas has checked their ego, right? Because remember, guys, 11 years ago in 2010, it was a Pac-16. D-Fox, you and I talked about this a ton, off-air and on-air, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was over. It was done. And Daddy DeLoss Dodds, and I call him Daddy DeLoss, then athletic director of Texas, he had an ego the size of the state he was in. And he refused to pay an initiation fee to the Pac-12 and also refused to share revenue from the Longhorn Network. That's what blew up the Pac-16, the arrogance of Texas.
Wow.
Now Daddy DeLoss is retired, and Texas is going, wait a minute, we'll ride Oklahoma's coattails over here to the SEC. We'll check our ego. And now they're on the same level as Vanderbilt. Because guess what? In the Big 12, OU and Texas guys were getting double the TV rights of any other school. In the SEC, they're getting the same dollar amount as Vandy.
Wow.
They check the ego because that is the way this whole thing is going. It's going to go to power conferences, maybe 16 to 20 teams in each power conference, and that's going to be it. That's the future, and we'll all get used to it. We will. Hell, aren't you used to Penn State being in the Big Ten?
Yeah, for
totally.
Sure. Do you think Ohio State, Ian, would ever leave the Big Ten?
Oh, man. Mm. You're going back to our days together, D-Fox, right there, man, and in Columbus, Ohio. And I can't see that. I think that the Big Ten is going to remain as one of the, you know, the Power Fives. And that brand will be there. I mean, and could they go to 20? How about Andy Staples wrote a great piece in The Athletic? And for your listeners, if you haven't read it, go check it out. He's saying the Big Ten should go poach the top six from the Pac-12.
Yep.
You know, meaning UCLA, Oregon, Washington, Stanford. He mentioned Cal. I wouldn't go Cal. I'd go Utah because Utah's played the two of the last three Pac-12 titles. I was just out at Utah, their facility. Oh, my gosh, man, have they come a long way since I was covering Urban Meyer back then, you know, in the Utah Utes way back when in 2004-2005. And they're hell-bent again. They're my pick to win the South. So Andy Staples had a great piece where, hey, Big Ten, go to 20, go get the top six out of the Pac-12. But now you've got Bowlesby, you know, and think about this, guys. If you're a first-time P5 commissioner like the ACC has in the Pac-12, how you feeling? Are you kidding me? This gets dropped on you? But maybe the Pac-12 goes with the now Big 8. We're going retro here.
Yeah.
And they just joined forces. Who knows what's going to happen? But to answer your question, 37, I don't see Ohio State ever, or Michigan, right? I mean, you know, schools like that are so entrenched in the history and everything else. No, it's like Alabama leaving the SEC. I don't ever see Ohio State, you know, bolting. Even if Sankey called and said, look, man, we'll give you a deal like Texas and OU have, which wouldn't happen. Wow, when it comes to grant rights with TV money, I don't see that ever happening.
Ian, do you see a scenario where at some point, you know, let's say the Big Ten goes to 20, the SEC goes to 20, and, you know, maybe the ACC, or we see some combinations, and there's 50, 60 schools at that level, right? Do you see a point where that splits off from the rest of the FBS and they become separate divisions?
I think it's been the making for a long time, you know, and whether it's, you know, Toledo or, you know, San Diego State or SMU, right? And SMU's got a hell of a football team, you know, but when the future looks like this to me, and Gene Stallings told me this in 1995, former Alabama coach, right before he retired. And this all goes back to what I was telling you, what Roy Kramer did in 1991.
Yeah.
Stallings told me that the future of college football is going to be 4 to 5 power conferences. And I looked at him like he was an alien. Like, what? Well, guess what? Biebs was spot on. Because here we are, you know, 25 years later, and we're heading to power conferences. And it's not going to be any different. You know, right now, you know, Toledo and SMU, right? I mean, and Akron, I mean, they don't have a shot unless you get into – when the college football playoff expands to 12, then you have a shot. So Cincinnati right now, like with our guy Luke Fickell, who we all know very well. I mean, I respect the hell out of Luke, you know, and especially what he's doing there. And he's stuck in state. He could have left, you know, but he's sticking and staying right there in Cincinnati. Look, they are a college football playoff team last year and maybe even this year coming up, right? If it were a 12-team college football playoff, that's where the lower-level squads, to answer your question, have a chance. But it's always been the haves and have-nots, and that's not going to change. And we'll get used to it. Heck, in my lifetime, guys, Nebraska has gone from the Big 8 to the Big 12 to the Big 10.
Mm-hmm. And we get irrelevant. To irrelevant.
Yeah, no question.
But we've all adapted. We've adapted to Penn State being in the Big Ten. We'll adapt to Texas and OU being in the SEC. Why? Because we're obsessed with the great game of college football. I mean, it's like a drug, man. It hit me with that needle in my arm, and let's go. I mean, that's the difference between pro and college ball. Pro professional fans, outside of a handful of fan bases, and I mean a handful, they're passionate about their team. College football fans, they are obsessed with their team. And it doesn't matter what zip code, time zone they're playing in, they will still support that squad. And the rest of us will adapt and get used to it. So the haves are always going to have it. Have-nots are going to be doing bowl games and whatnot. And I think it's critical to keep the bowl system in place. And it will be no matter how – when the music stops and whomever is sitting in what chair and what time zone and what conference, we'll all get used to it, right? But it's all going to come full circle, boys, and the haves are going to have it and the have-nots won't, outside of one or two, that if you're that good, you know, you're going to have a chance for the college football playoff when it expands to 12.
And you mentioned the quarterback, Quinn Ewers, who transferred to Ohio – or not transferred, but left early for Ohio State. Does that kid have a chance of starting this year?
I don't think so, but he does.
Okay.
and by the way, for all of you Buckeye fans up there, or Go Blue fans that can't stand Ohio State because you are right there in Cleveland, so there is that split fan base, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the mullet and the blonde hair, that's a South Lake Carroll thing, right? So just to let you know that the veterans on that high school team, they all dye their hair, and I can't stand it, but it's been going on for years. And I mean, like when Riley Dodge, the head coach of South Lake Carroll, was an All-American quarterback at South Lake Carroll, and his dad, Todd Dodge, was the head coach right before he went on to North Texas as a starting quarterback. He had that same goofy dyed hair look. So
Wow. It's
not that's just something that they do at South Lake Carroll. It's that dragon culture there, and it's cultish. But do I think he has a shot to start? He does. He thinks so, but I don't. I mean,
how good is this kid?
He's got a howitzer, and he's got some bravado, man. As you have to have at that position, as you all know. But as Rick Neuheisel once said, now, I mean, it's spot on. In this day and age with the transfer portal, if you ain't starting as a quarterback, you're departing. And it's sad but true. So he's going to come in fighting for a spot against C.J. Stroud and all those other – you know, five-star guys you got up there, you know, at Ohio State, trying to buy for to start a quarterback to replace Justin Fields. But if he's not starting by next year, watch out the transfer portal. And that's a sad truth to it. That's why I love Mac Jones so much, guys. Think about this, man. In competition fuels a soul, bro. I mean, that's a fact. Mac Jones was behind Tua and Jalen Hurts. He was a five-star quarterback coming out of the state of Mississippi. He had offers from everybody. Did he run? Or did he compete?
Nope. He stuck it out.
He stayed. He fought. And guess what? He damn near won a Heisman, and he was a first-round draft pick for the New England Patriots. Oh, man. Shocking development, right? I mean, I hope he doesn't run. I hope he sticks and stays, even if he gets beat out. And even if you're a one-year starter, right? I mean, write your ticket. You can. So, does he have talent? Hell yeah. Does he have an attitude? Absolutely. Is he going to make nearly seven figures in NIL? Yeah. Will he win the job this year? I don't think so. But, man, next year, you know, if he doesn't, I hope he sticks and competes. But the history shows, including JT Daniels, right, at USC, who, by the way, this is not the first time this has happened where a guy reclassifies and goes. JT Daniels did it at SC, but he got beat out by Keenan Slovis after he got hurt, and he transfers to Georgia. I hope he sticks and stays and fights, because Mac Jones is the ultimate example of that.
Ian, last thing. We talked briefly about the 12-team college playoff, college football playoff, which is probably going to happen at some point. When is your best guess for that? It's hard to predict conferences, but best guess for when we go to the 12-team
playoff. Later, Coach. Follow the money, man. Follow the money. I mean, it's going to happen sooner than later. Like Texas and OU going to the SEC, it ain't going to wait till 2025, I can promise you. I would be surprised if they aren't playing in the SEC by 2023. I'd be stunned, actually, if they aren't in the SEC in 2023. And realignment is somewhat stabilized, I say somewhat, by that time. But when it comes to the 12-team playoff, follow the money. Same thing, man, with Texas and OU. Yeah. They follow the money, and it's the exact same thing with the college football playoff. It will happen sooner than later. And anybody talking about TV contracts and whatnot, well, guess what? You don't think the TV networks that we all work for, ESPN, ABC, you go to Fox also, that's got Big Ten and Big 12 rights, Pac-12, guess what? They'll rip those contracts up in a hurry and charge an even higher dollar amount to go to 12. It's going to happen sooner than later.
Ian, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Thanks.
I mean, it's the most serious conversation we've ever had. Damn, man. Football.
I know, man. Let's roll, baby.
Let's get it. See you, boys.
Let's go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.